How's it going, Grady Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a Grady kind of day. On this installment of Grady Nation, Dr. Igor Yancey is going to provide his perspective. He has bought the airtime for this installment of Grady Nation, and we are giving him a platform to express his point of view. His point of view is not shared by anyone affiliated with Grade A Nation, Grade A USA. Good times, Tom Lado. You sat in with Dr. Igor Yancey. What were your thoughts?
Well, he was very, very strange. I mean, he made me feel uncomfortable.
Why did he make you feel uncomfortable? And actually, why are you trashing someone who paid for airtime?
Well, it's just he just had a way about him that was odd and strange.
But you do appreciate him buying the airtime so that you can, you know, have food in your stomach and a roof over your head, right?
Oh, is this a guilt trip? Am I supposed to like grovel and say, Oh, thank you, Dr. Yancey. Can I give you a blowy to make you feel better?
I'm not telling you to give him oral treats, but I think you should show a token of appreciation. Just say thank you to Dr. Yancey and acknowledge that his views are not necessarily our views.
Okay, so you want me to thank the quack doctor, and then you want me to say that we shouldn't support his views? Is that what you want? I'm having a hard time figuring out what you want from me.
Grady Nation, just listen to Dr. Igor Yancey and Good Times Tom Lado have a conversation. And hopefully you'll get to hear what Dr. Yancey has to say and evaluate his perspective for yourself.
So, speaking of the pay, since you weren't sitting in, do I get a bigger percentage?
All right, I knew it.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Igor Yancey. I am a sports medical practitioner. I practice sports medicine. I am an expert in kinesiology, fitness science, and I am here today to give a view that you might not agree with, and if you don't agree, I'm a little bit nervous, but if you don't agree, that's okay. So I am a believer that the vaccination should be prioritized, with the population of athletes, in particular those athletes that would be considered attractive athletes. The thing that I am emphasizing is that the older population, the people who are at the top of the list of getting the vaccination now, these older people, they have lived full lives. They do not need more time. We have to accept the fact that they have made their contribution to society. They have made their contribution to society. So we should focus on the young, attractive athlete, because the young, attractive athlete is able to procreate and perpetuate the beauty, the athlete. It is genetics. I am a doctor. And I don't understand why people do not understand that giving the vaccine to people who will be leaving us anyway very soon is not important. We have to give the vaccine to the young and beautiful people so that they can go about their lives. The athletes with the big, beautiful muscles and the muscular backs and the thick legs, they need to be emphasized. Okay, they need to be protected. They need to be able to go about their lives and work their bodies out. In the gym, in athletic facilities, and in the bedroom, okay? So we have to give them the vaccine so they can go about training and be able to be able to procreate. All right, because having relations with each other is going to produce a race of new athletes. So when you have beautiful athletes procreate and make babies, they are in all likelihood going to have a beautiful child. Beautiful child. And when they have the beautiful child, it will grow up to be an athlete. And that athlete will be able to mate with another beautiful athlete. And the cycle continues. See, it is science.
Well, I'm not really sure what you're trying to say here. So what you're suggesting is that older people shouldn't get vaccinated right now?
Well, I mean, they should be. Everyone should be vaccinated, Mr. Ludo, is your name right?
Oh, yes, finally someone gets my name right.
Oh, yes. It is very nice to have you with me and support me as I'm doing this, because I am a little bit nervous.
It's no problem. You're doing a pretty decent job so far.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so everyone should be vaccinated. I want all people to be vaccinated. I just want the order in which people get vaccinated to change. Do we really need the emphasis on the older people who have sagging skin, wrinkles, gray hair that are slouched over and their bodies are shrinking? You know, do we need to emphasize them at this moment in history? No, we do not. We need to prioritize the athlete. The athlete needs to be able to train. They need to be able to maintain their beautiful muscles. You know, I had a male athlete come to my practice the other day, and the muscle mass went down significantly, and he said that it was because he has not been able to go to the gym as much because of the closures and the rules and the regulations. And so I said, well, let me can you take your pants off so I can see your penis?
What?
Well, I said, can you take your pants off so I can see your penis, because I need to be sure that it still looks good. And when he did it, it looked very, very tasty.
Are you using your medical practice to do creepy furby stuff?
No. I just as a medical doctor in sports medicine, you come to appreciate the human form. So I said, your penis is still very beautiful. So all you have to worry about is getting back to the gym, getting those nice muscles back, and you will be able to procreate. And that is all I'm saying, is that we want people to be able to procreate that have athletic skill and washboard abs and high stamina. I mean, I don't understand why that's such a big issue as a doctor. I am Dr. Igor Yancey, a practitioner of sports medicine for 20 years, and I think I have the expertise of who is healthy and who is not. I'll give you another example, okay? So there was this track athlete, a female track athlete who came to my practice the other day, and she asked, you know, will I be able to practice for the triathlon coming up with all the rules and regulations and the mask wearing? And I said, can you pull your track pads down?
What?
Whoa. It's standard procedure in sports medicine to ask your patient to take their pants off, okay? You know, male or female, it does not matter, okay? So I asked her, you know, can you pull your pants down? And I smelled her vagina.
Oh my God, what is going on in the practice?
It is... It is medicine, my friend, Mr. Ledo. I am practicing medicine because the way that you can tell whether or not a woman is particularly healthy is by the smell of her vagina area. So the smell, it was almost hypnotic. She smelled very good. She is a viable candidate for being a carrier.
A carrier?
Yes, so being impregnated, me being impregnated, being able to have a child, it smelled very good. And I told her, oh, you just have to make sure you get the vaccine and you will be okay. You will be able to do the triathlon and it will all be all right. Do not worry, my dear, my beautiful.
You call your patients beautiful?
Well, as a practitioner of sports medicine, you have to be supportive, and some of the sports athletes are insecure. They are insecure. So you have to cheer them up. You have to be positive. And there was a instance where I invited a male bodybuilder and a female baseball player. So well, really, I mean softball, because you know, she is not someone who can, you know, play major league baseball or anything like that. She's a softball player, but you know, I lumped together
bit boss off, but whatever. So this bodybuilder and this softball player, I made sure that they were having their appointment around a similar time, so they would be in the waiting room around the same time, so they could talk to each other and get to know each other and see if there was a connection, right? So they were chatting it up, and they really hit it off, and they felt good about each other. And I popped into the waiting room, and I said, you know, I believe that you are both healthy just by looking at both of you on site. And I do not even need to do any exams, but if you want to use my examination room to fornicate, you are by all means welcome to do so.
You allowed patients to have sex in your examination room? What is I'm so... This is really strange.
There is nothing strange about a practitioner of sports medicine doing a observation of patients having sex to make sure that they are of proper health.
So you watch them?
Oh yes, there's a camera in the examination room to avoid lawsuits from, you know, paranoid people like you who accuse just because I just say, oh, you know, can I touch your pee-pee, or you know, can I lick your butthole?
Oh my God, this is not medicine. This is. Sick perversion, and you should be in jail.
no jail for me. No, all I am saying is that the athlete, the beautiful athlete, should be prioritized. They should be at the first of the list for the vaccinations. We cannot let them have the virus. They have to be able to go about their training and fitness regimen. So what I am asking people to do is, if you go to a facility that distributes the vaccine, and you know, like a CVS or a Walgreens, and they are about to give the vaccine to a person that is of old age, I want you to smack the syringe out of their hand.
What? Why would they do that?
Well, they have to learn. They have to learn that they should not waste the vaccine on people that are of an age where it is no longer necessary to prioritize them. Society has said that they are a priority, but really, the science says that the viral athlete is the likely candidate to get the vaccine first. So we have to have a race of people who are of good health, good physique, good build.
So you're like a eugenics person?
No. Dr. Igor Yancey is not tied to eugenics. All I'm saying is that science tells us that when beautiful athletes procreate, they're going to produce beautiful athletes. And that is all I want. And I do not want to be judged on that. So please, people, go spread the word and tell everyone to emphasize the athlete. Write your legislator, tell them that it is necessary that The beautiful athlete is the candidate that should get the vaccines now as soon as possible. Okay. So I will be going because I do have an appointment where I have to with my mouth take a college athlete's temperature. He is a football player, and I am going to use my mouth to see whether or not he has the virus.
You're gonna use your mouth? How can your mouth do a test?
Well, I'm going to check for a fever by seeing if my mouth can determine how warm the penis area is.
Oh my god, you know, Mr. Thomas is gonna be very upset when he hears this.
Mr. Thomas will probably want to see a video of my session if he were honest.
Oh, so what are you trying to say?
Well, we should just stop and I could get back to my practice, and you know, maybe I'll pop in some other time. But thank you, and please, everyone, keep in mind the dire situation of the beautiful athlete. Put them first. You know, if you are offered the vaccine and you are ugly like Mr. Lado over here,
what? Hey, that's not nice.
If you are offered the vaccine, say, no, I should allow someone that looks like a Alex Rodriguez in his prime or a Derek Jeter in his prime. You know, athletic or something of that type.
Oh my god, is there something with your sexuality that's very troubling?
No, I am just a admirer of the human form, okay? So, thank you everyone. I will let you go, and Mr. Lado, you can, I guess, take it from here.
Well, that was Dr. Igor Yancy, and he sounds like a predator. I hope he is not looking at, you know, little leaguers or, you know, Girl Scouts or anything like that that are trying out for basketball. I mean, this guy sounds like bad news. All right, well, I don't know if I should use Mr. Thomas's sign-offs. Not out of respect to him, but because they're terrible. But I do thank you for listening, and
be sure to check in with us in the next installment of Grey the Nation. Thank you.